From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrew Young reports for Spectrum News about what COVID-19 rules remain in New York as the pandemic wanes. The state's COVID-19 restrictions remain in effect for large-scale indoor event venues that hold more than 5,000 people. Businesses can still require masks, shoes, and shirts without any government mandate. And New York is also following Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines for pre-K to 12 grade schools, public transit, homeless shelters, correctional facilities, nursing homes, and healthcare settings. And the eviction moratorium continues until August 31st. And you can read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. Melanie Lekasevic reported for Capital Region Independent Media in the Ravenna News Herald that three local places are on New York's list of 175 communities with low COVID-19 vaccination rates. Surprise in Greene County is at a vaccination rate of 28.2%. Jewett, also in Greene County, is at 32.8%, and Coyman's Hollow in southern Albany County is at just 26.8%. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, "Our numbers in Coyman's Hollow, especially in the rural areas of the town, are a little lower than the averages in the county and in the state," end quote. So the town is holding pop-up clinics and coming to people's homes. McHugh said, and I quote, "If anyone knows of anyone homebound or who is unable to physically get to a vaccination site, call my office at 518-756-6006, extension 2. Give me the name and address and contact number, and we will make arrangements to get the vaccine to you at your house," end quote. He added, and I quote, "If you or anyone you know needs that service, please call my office and we will make arrangements to get you vaccinated if that is what you want," end quote. Coyman's Hollow also has Albany County's attention. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "Coyman's Hollow has some of the lowest vaccination rates among zip codes in Albany County, and we continue to prioritize equity by bringing the vaccine directly to those in our more rural communities," end quote. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. Claire Bryan reports in the Times Union that it has been a good growing season so far for most local farmers. Steve Hammerman, spokesperson for New York Farm Bureau, says most crops are growing ahead of schedule and corn, tomatoes, cabbage, and berries are thriving. Alice Brown, a farmer at Edible Uprising Farm in Troy, said, and I quote, "This year everything has been a lot easier than last year in terms of the rainfall. Between the heat and the rain, it's made the crops grow a lot faster," end quote. Chris Cavalleria, the farm manager at Indian Ladder Farm, reports the apple crops are good. Cavalleria said, and I quote, "So far, so good. We haven't had late frost. It's been rainy. There haven't been any crazy conditions," end quote. And evidence of global warming may be emerging locally. Ben Atwood, an agricultural educator at Radix Ecological Sustainability Center in Albany, says he has noticed that the last frost is usually around May 20th, but the past 3 years it has come in April. And the pandemic, interest in local food may be continuing, as Edible Uprising Farm reports sales are up 12% from last year. Troy farmer Brown said, and I quote, "There were a lot of people who started supporting small local farms last year, and many of them have stuck and are our customers this year, even though the food shortages aren't still around," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.